Today's daf in Masechet Arachin is daf Yud Aleph. We're holding right at the bottom of Yud Amud Beit, the final line. So we've been discussing the amazing kelim that were left over from the time of the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon and the way that they were mystically powerful so that you couldn't fix them without actually being from those who had originally made them, and the greatest omanim from Alexandria. Today the Gemara wants to discuss other amazing things that had to do with musical kelim. And remarkably, says Amar Rava Bar Shila, Amar Rav Mata, Amar Shmuel, there was a magrifa. There was an actual shovel that you could play as a musical instrument. That's how Rashi times it. Means magrifa, literally. So that it was used as a shovel. Tosfos says it must be that it was shaped like a shovel, but it wasn't really used. How would they use such an incredible instrument as a shovel? But there was a shovel that was used that had asaranikavim hayuba. So it worked through having 10 different holes that you would control with your fingers as you held them. But each one of those holes was capable. Kol echad ve'echad motzi asara minei zemer. All of them could be controlled with a reed that was on top of the hole, so that each one of those holes would be able to itself handle an entire octave of sound. And nimtzit kulam motzia mea minei zemer. So it could make, as a shovel, 100 different musical tones. Imat nita tana, hi ama, gvoa ama, vikata yotze himena. That this particular kli was one ama wide, an ama tall, and it had a long handle that was coming out of it, and in the handle is where you had asara nikavim hayuba, and in the braita it says that each one of these holes was capable of handling 100 different tones, which means that altogether it could generate 1,000 different tones. Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, if you want to remember which was the braita and which was said by Shmuel, remember matnita guzma, that the norm is that Mishnayot speak, or Braitot speak, with a lotion of guzma. And obviously, it's a little bit over the top here to talk about 1,000 minei zemer, but that was the lotion of the Brait. Okay, in the Mishnah, you'll recall that we learned a machloket tanaim, who it was that used to play on the musical instruments. So one man Yomer says, Avdei Kohanim, and then we had the other halachas as well, whether it was Levim or whether it was Yisraelim that were able to marry into the Kohen. And now the Gemara wants to explain what exactly is the machloket between these various shitot in the Mishnah. So Leila Baalkam Miflugit. Let us say that the machloket is very simple. Man Yomer Avadim Hayu. The one who holds that they used servants that weren't even necessarily born Jews, and they were enslaved, even though they had mitzvahs, but kasavar ikar shira bepeh. So they were able to play because the mitzvah is in the singing. And that was where the kohanim, the levim, would be involved. But the musical accompaniment is not the actual mitzvah. It's only the kli is levesume kalahu davida, the avida. The kli, the musical instrument, is added as an adjunct to the mitzvah to make it beautiful. So even avadim were able to utilize the musical instrument. Whereas the Man D'Omer, who holds that the ones who would play the instruments were Levi'im, Hayu, holds that the actual Iker of Shira, the mitzvah of Shira itself, is also on the musical instrument. And since that's part of the Avodah of Shira, then of course Avodat Avodah, as we're going to see later on, is meant to be done by the Levi'im. Ask the Gemara, how could you think that that is the explanation? Because there's obviously something else that's involved here. But Tisbra, you think that that is sufficient to explain the machlokas? According to this, all that we can understand is Rabbi Meir, who says that they were avdekani. And we can understand Rabbi Hanina ben Antignos, who says that they were Levim. But how are we meant to understand Rabbi Yossi Shita, who says that they were Yisraelim Yuchasim that can marry into the Kuna Mikasavar? Ikasavar, I mean, what does he hold? If he holds Ikashira Bepeh, so then it would be enough even to use Avadim. And if he holds Ikashira Bekli, so then you need Levim. Excuse me. How can you get away with Yisraelim? The mitzvah of Avodat Avodah is on the Levim. Therefore, gives the Gemara now another machlokas, that lo olam kasavre, actually everybody agrees, that ikar shira is indeed bepeh. So that certainly the mitzvah, it's not possible for anybody told that the mitzvah was mamish on the kelim. And therefore, meikar adin avonim rakash. The question over here is whether we are able to be malin miduchan l'yochasinu l'masrot kamifli. The machlokas is whether if somebody witnesses somebody that is on the stage, on the duchan in the Beit HaMikdash, and we have no idea what he is. Do we have a right on that basis to assume that we can give him maaser because he's definitely a Levi, or that he's definitely kosher to marry, and so on? So that's the question. So man di omra avadim ayum, he holds that the duchan was not used in any way as a simon for a person's status. And therefore, the idea over here would be that we can allow avadim, if they are the best ones to do the job, we can allow them to do the job. Because anyway, there's no concern of utilizing the duchan for more than what it is, a stage for playing musical instruments. So therefore, so if you even allow avadim, so obviously he holds that the duchan has no meaning at all. We would not use the duchan even, certainly not to give meiser, but we wouldn't even use the duchan as a sign that an individual is kosher to marry, so that if we didn't know who he was and he brings witnesses that he worked on the duchan of Beis HaMikdash, we would say, what does that prove? You may be an Eved, and therefore there's no akpada. Whereas the man di Omar, who insists that they were Levim, he holds that the duchan was something that was a sign of being a Levi, and therefore he holds that you're malin bein liyuchas and bein lemaasrot. If someone was seen working on the duchan, so then the chazaka was that he was miyuchas and he was a Levi, and you could give him maaser. Man di Omar Yisraelim, you hold you can be malin miyuchas miyuchasim, that it's a proof that indeed people are ro'ui to marry into the kahuna, but it doesn't mean that they are Levi. Below Lamasro, now the Maaser Tosfos in Sukkah explains that this is a result of the Machlokas. And the Machlokas was whether the Avadim or whether Levim or Yisroel Yuchasim were the ones who were in fact best equipped to sing. And whoever was, or to play, and whoever was the one that was used. And therefore, the result of that was the way in which we were koveya, how do you look at the duchan? And memela, this would be an implication as to what the realities were of the musical training and talent that was available at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Tana Rabbana, hashir me'akev et ha-korban. And if you don't play and sing at the time of the akravas of a korban, the korban is actually not kosher, and it has to be brought once again. That's the simple meaning. Now, it makes no sense, the simple meaning, as the Shita points out, because the only time that we did the shir, as we're going to see later on, we already saw Kilele Talech Yitkadesh Chag, but we're going to see more about it later, that we did the shir at the time of the Nisuch. And the Nisuch is itself not ma'akev. So how could the entire korban be me'ukav? It's already been done just because the Nisuch wasn't done properly. And anyway, you can bring the Nisuch at any point. You can bring the Nisuch days later. So how could the Shira be ma'akev anything more than the Nisuch? And therefore, the Shita explains that, the Tosis explains that it means that Shira is ma'akev the Nisuch, and you have to be menasuch again. But the Shita explains that this is true, that it would be ma'akev, but it would only be ma'akev where you went ahead and did do the Nisuch together with the Karmas. You know, theoretically, you didn't have to, but if you mess up the Nisuch in this fashion, so then you have to bring in the actual Karmas. It's tremendous to say such a thing. In any event, Rabbi Meir holds Hashir Ma'akev et HaKorban, V'chachamim Urmim Eino Ma'akev. Why does Rabbi Meir say it's Ma'akev? My time of the Rabbi Meir, Diyar Ma'akrav et Nahalavi et Halaviyim, Nitunim La'aron Ulevanav, Mitoch B'nei Yisrael, Ulechaper al B'nei Yisrael. So you see from here that the Leviim were given as Kapara. That's what it says. It compares them to Kapara. So just like Kapara, which is the actual Zrika of the Dam, is Ma'akev the Korban, so too Shira is called the equivalent of that, and it's Ma'akev the Korban. And according to the Rabbanan, what do they do? If they hold the Shira is not Ma'akev, how do they explain the Hekesh of Avodat Alaviim to Kapara? Ah, they say, that is coming to teach me another din of Rabbi Elazar himself, the Idach the Rabbi Elazar. This is coming to teach me another Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar, which appears that the previous Chiddush indeed was Rabbi Elazar. And that is the Omer Rabbi Elazar. Just like Kapara, you can only do Zrika Sadam Bayom, because it's Biyom Tzavoto, Afshira Bayom, even though it doesn't say specifically you have to be Shar Bayom, but Lamaisa, it can only be done during the day. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Minayin Leikar Shira Min HaTorah. Where do we get the whole idea that it's bringing a korban requires Shira? Shinema, since it says in the context of what the Leviim are meant to be working on, it says Vishereit B'Shem Hashem Elokav. The Leviim need to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. And they do that service with the Shem Hashem. So what does that mean, doing service with the Shem? Ezer Sherut Shebeshem. Avi Omer Ezer Shira. The only thing that you use the Shem Hashem in is the actual Shira, where you use the Shem Hashem in the songs, in the Tehillim. Yes, Simon, why is that the only thing? Why couldn't it be referring to the Siyat Kapayim of the Kohanim? Well, over there you say the Shem Hashem. Maybe it's not referring to the Levim. It says the Gemara, but you can't say that because there's two different things. It says L'Shor Tov, U'Lavarech B'Shmo. So it's obviously the Sharet is separate than being Lavarech B'Shmo. And therefore that means that the Birkat Kohanim is not called Sherut. So what then is Sherut B'Shem? Rav Matna Amar. Rav Matna says there's a different pasuk that teaches you that you need to sing as you're bringing the carbon. Mehacha. It says, Tachat asher lo avadata tashem alokecha b'simcha uvtuv leivav. You must do aveda to Hashem in joy and in happiness of heart. So what do you think that's referring to? Ezohi avodah shebesimcha uvtuv leivav. Where is there something that a person does that is by definition full of joy and happiness? Haveyomer zeshira. Because that's exactly what people do when they're happy, when they're joyous. They burst out in song. So it's an expression of the simcha. Yes, the Gemara, maybe it's referring to Divrei Torah, because it says, P'kudei Hashem Yesharim, Misam Chelev. Really, it says Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, but in any event, that's all referring to Torah. And that means that the idea over here is Tachat Hashem, Avad Hashem, Lekach B'simcha V'tuv Leivav, means since you didn't learn Divrei Torah, which are Misam Chelev. Yeah, but it says over here, Betuv Leivav here. And when it comes to Avadat Hashem Lekech, it's not only B'simcha, it says B'simcha V'tuv Leivav. Mashenkin Divrei Torah, it only calls them B'simcha Leiv, it doesn't call them Tuv. Where's it Tov? Tov Loik, right? Well, yeah, then maybe it's referring to Bikurim. Bikurim, it says both. It says, V'somachta B'chol HaTov. Okay, maybe it's called Tov, but it's not called Tov Leivav. That's the point. We're looking for something that is Tov and Leiv. That's the point. See, even though that it says by Divrei Torah, of course it says Tov. It says Tov li Torat Picha, Lekach Tov Natati Lekham, yes. But it doesn't say Tov in the context of Leiv. Omar of Matna, Ve'ema Estigmar Bikurim. How do you know it's not? Oh, we said that. All right. Omar of Matna, Minayin le Bikurim Shetu Unim Shira. How do you know that indeed you have to sing at the time that you're bringing the Bikurim? We learn out the Gzereshova of Tov from the Tov that appears by the Shirat Alevim, B'simcha V'Tov Leivav, and by Bikurim it says V'Samach L'B'Chol HaTov. So therefore, just like the Tov Leivav that says by Levim is through Shira, the Kol HaTov has to be a reference to Shira with the Bikurim. Yes, the Gemara, Amy. You're telling me Bikurim do need Shira? I thought, Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omer Rabbi Yonatan, Minayin She'ein Omrim Shira El Al HaYayin. How do you know that you bring Shira together only with Nisuch HaYayin? Shenamar v'tomer le'magefen. Hechdalti atiroshi. Hamesameach Elohim v'anashim. Shall I end my production of wine, which makes God and man happy? So now, what does that pasuk mean? I mean, I understand how wine makes humans happy. They drink it. But how in the world does wine make God happy? Elohim v'mamesameach. He doesn't drink wine. Mikan she'en omrim Shira El Al HaYayin. Must mean that the joy of wine is where it is that the Shira is said, and therefore, essentially, Yayin is Misameach Elohim. And it says the Gemara, there is a possibility, because Bikurim is brought from wine sometimes. Mashkachatla, it's possible that where Bikurim is brought with wine, Kedetani Reb Yossi, because it says, V'lakachta Mereshit Kol Pri Adama, and the question is pre. So that means pre means as be a fruit, one of the Shiva Taminim Atamevi. But you cannot bring mashkin. You can't bring liquids that came from squeezing such fruit. Hevi anavim udracha. But how about if you were mafresh the grapes for bikurim, and then you went and you shredded the grapes and turned it into wine? Minayin, how do we know that you would be yotze? Talmud lomar tavi. Therefore, it adds the extra tavi to tell me that you should know that you would be also shar, just like it, that you could bring wine, and therefore you would also be shar, just like on wine. The place that we learned that you have to bring a song together with a korban is not from where you're bringing it. It's from the posik. Uchananyahu, sar halavim. Uchananyahu was the one who was in charge of the levim, says the posik in Divrei HaYomim. So there it says, yibimasa yasor kimevinu. And what does that mean exactly? B'masah yasor. Al tikre yasor ela yashir. So it means his duties was to see to it. That since he was a mevin, since he understood music, that he would understand how it is that they had to be shot. And since it says by here, masah, and that's the whole point of the Levium, is they do avodat masah. That's what it says about the Levium. So we now see that avodat masah is exactly what we call shira. And of course, in English, we use the same word to carry a tune. And here too, it's to be mevin, how to carry. You have to carry off the music. Balvate Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Chochem by the Chema Balvate, quoted Rabbi Yochanan as giving a different basis to how we know that you need to do Shira at the time of the carbon. The Torah says, La Avodat Avodat Avodah. What does it mean that the Levim are being set aside? La Avodat Avodat Avodah Avodot Avodat Masa. So one thing they do is they carry. But they also do Avodah for Avodah. What is that supposed to mean? Ezeo Avodah Shetzrichal Avodah. So what do they do? What type of avodah requires another avodah? That is shira. So you need the korban in order to have the shira on the korban. Rabbi Yitzchak gives yet another basis for how we know that you sing b'shas hakrovas hakorban. It says here too, a lashon of carrying. Se'u zimra, carry a tune. Utnu tof kinor na'im imnavel. So avodat masa itself, se'u, is to carry music. Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Acha. We learn from another pasuk that talks about carrying. Hema yis'u kolam. Let them lift up, same word, carry, their voice. Yaronu b'ga'on Hashem. Tzalumayim. So here, this means that they, the Levim, should be misameach in the Beit HaMikdash, the way, or even more than they sang on the Yam Suf. So you see from there that there was singing in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Braita, the Tana and the Braita brings it from yet somewhere else. Ma'itilami ocha. So here, the Torah tells us that no wagons were given from the gifts of the Messiah to Bnei Kahat. Ki avodat ha-kodesh alayhem. They had the great responsibility of taking the things that were most mekudash. Bekatef yisau. On their shoulders, they were meant to carry it and not in a wagon. Now, let me ask you something. If it says that they have to take it on the shoulders, isn't it rather clear that they're carrying it on their shoulders? I mean, what else would it mean? So, obviously, they're carrying if it's on their shoulders. So, what does it say? Must be coming to tell me that besides the actual Aveda of putting it on the shoulders, they have another type of Yisau. And what is that? En Yisau el lashon shira. Because it says, Su'u zimrau tenutof. And it says, Yis'u kolam yarvono. So since here we start at the other end simply, we see that there's another type of masa, and then we come to identify, what is that other type of masa? Is only shira. Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua says, we learn it out from the pasuk that says, Moshe yidaber, for Elohim ya'anenu bikol, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded with this love to Moshe, that he gave him a mitzvah al iske kol, to see to it, that since he was a Levi, to see to it that he would have a mitzvah to sing in the Beit HaMikdash. Ravashi Amar Me'acha, he says, Ravashi, we learn it out from the following pasuk. Vayi ke'achad l'mechatzatzrim, v'lashor mishorim, l'ashmiya kol echad, l'alel, l'odot l'ashem, u'charim kol b'chatzatzrot, u'b'mitzeltayim, u'b'klei ashir, u'b'halel l'ashem kitov kivir olam chasto. So you see from there that mechatzatzrim are the same as mishorim. Since it says, utkatem mechatzotzrot, alolotechem, v'yazir cheshal mechem. So you see from here that in the same way that the Chanukat Beit HaMikdash Shlomo made was that you needed to have both those who would play and those who were singing. So to in the normal akravat akorbanot, you need to have the Levim doing that. Rabbi Yonatan Omer Miyacha, from the following pasuk we learn, here it says that the Kohanim have to warn the Levim not to do the Avodat HaKohanim. So there it says, Achal Klei HaKodesh Lo Yikarvu V'lo Yamutu, Gam Heim Gam Atem. You also have to be careful not to die. So what does that mean? It means Ma Atem, just like you, Kohanim, are Shayach to Avodat HaMizbeach, Af Heim, the Levim, clearly must also have a job in the Avodat HaMizbeach. Tanya Nami Achi. The Brayta makes it clear that that is the correct diuk. V'lo yamutu gam hem gam atem. It means atem you kohanim. You're Isaac b'shalahem. And hein b'shalachem b'mita. If you start being Isaac and doing the things that the Levim are supposed to do, so if you go and sing, or the Levim, they do actual avodah on the Beit HaMizbeach, on the Mizbeach, they are chayav b'mita. They're chayav b'mita b'dei shamayim. But hein b'shalahem, but when those Levim do their own avodah of singing, so there ain't an b'mita ela be'azara. So if the Levim switched over their avodot. So let's see, somebody who was a mishorer went ahead and did the closing of the doors, or vice versa. So there, they're over on a lav, but they're not chayav mita. Om Rabbi, Naktinan, we have a mishorer that, in fact, a levi who was meant to be a mishorer, who went ahead and was shoer, and he closed his fellow levi's door, where it was the job of the other levi to close the doors as a shoer, she'er b'shel chaveiro, in fact, is chayev mita b'dei shamayim. She'nemar v'achonim lifnei ha'mishkan kedma, lifnei ohel mo'ed. So here it starts describing the way that the Levim are supposed to be doing, Moshe v'Aaron, shomrim mishmeret ha'migdash, l'mishmeret b'nei Yisrael, v'hazar ha'karev yumat. So what does it mean when it says the zar? My zar. I mean, if we're talking about a zar mamash, meaning a non-Levi, to tell me that what? That if he does what the Kohenim do, he's chayav mita? That can't be the meaning of the pasuk, because aktiv chodazimna. That is said, beferish, in the pasuk v'shamruot kunatam v'hazar ha'karev yumat. So that's basically a pasuk right before. So what is this adding? El alav. What it's adding is a zar in the sense of a person who is not appointed to do the particular thing that you're doing. He's a zar vis-a-vis. This activity is what it means, meaning that he's a levi, but that this is not his job. And therefore, the Abaye says the Mesoret is not like we said, where if the Levim, Heim Bishalahem, they switch their jobs, they're not Bemita, they're only with a lav. Truth is that there's a Mesoret, that there's a Chiyav of Azar Karev Yumat. As the Gemara, we said before, Meitvei, Meshorer Sheshier, Meshorer Sheshorer, Eino b'mita ela b'azara. So how does the Mesora that Abaye is describing, how does it fit with the Braita that says that there's no mita, that there's just an azara? Answers the Gemara, it's a machloket tana'im, Tanya. Maaseh b'Rabbi Yehoshua bar Hananya, who was a levi, and he was a mishorer, and he went to help a friend, which was Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, was also a levi, to close the doors. Shuhalach l'sayeya be'agafat latot. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugida was a levi, and it was his job to close the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. And Omar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugida said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ini chazor l'acharecha, don't you dare come here, turn right around. Sh'ata min ha'mishorerim v'lo min ha'shoarim, you have no right to be doing this, and you cannot help me. Your job is to sing. And so my lav baka miflege. L'chaira, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada held, Mar Savar, that the chiyuv of a ben Levi, who does avodah, is a chiyuv mita. And the Rabbonin were goes there not even to be misayeya. Forget about doing it yourself, but since doing it yourself is so chamur, so Rabbonin asked even helping. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who obviously knew that he was a mishorer, he held that it's still mutter to help Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Why is that? Because he must told that it's really not a chiyav mita. It's not so chomer. It's an azarahi. It's an iser. And the rabbanim were not geyser not to be misayeya. So that would explain the difference between the abraita and abayas and akhtina. So as the Gemara, no, that's not an accurate analysis. It may well be that the kulei alma azarahi, everybody agrees that there is no chiyav mita. The only machlokas is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada mar savar that a misayeya goes Rebbe Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya mar savar, that lo goes Rebbe Rabbanan. But why they were geyser or not geyser is not related to the question of whether it's b'mita or ba'azara. Boy Rabbi Ovin, olat nidvat tzibur, ta'unashira oina tu'unashira. We know that it says in the pasuk, utkatem b'chatzotzot al olotechem. Now, that olotechem might mean any ola that's brought, in which case, the olot that are brought when the mizbeach is idle, which are called the kayitz ha-mizbeach, which are paid for by various animals that got mumin and that were sold, and the money was oil and a dova, it's nitva sibur kaitzam is beya. So if olotechem means any oil, so then fine, olotechem omar rachmana, which would include the olat chovav, the korban tamid, and the musafim, or an olat nedava. But on the other hand, we might understand the word olotechem meaning the olot of, even though it's Lashon Rabbim, the olot of Yisrael, kuli Yisrael ka omar rachmana. And it's an oila that is coming, but only the oila that the Torah was mechayev. And that would mean the korban tamid. Toshma, it says in the pasuk, Vayomer Chizkiyo leha'alot ha'ola lehamizbea, ube'et hechel ha'ola, hechel shir Hashem ve'achatzotzrot, ayedei kli David melech Yisrael. And this was the pasuk that we quoted earlier from Divrei Hayomim. And the Gemara is questioning, why was there a song? Why were they singing, as the pasuk describes it? If we're talking about over here that Chizkiyo was bringing an olat chova, so then why did they have to go and ask whether they should do it or not? Because the whole pasuk is saying Chizkiyo suggested the ha'alot ha'ola. So in other words, there was some issue over here that caused them to question what to be done. And then it says that they decided that this is the way that they should do it. So there needed to be a decision. But if we're talking about an olat chova, there didn't need to be a decision. So it must be that what was happening was that Chizkiyo was bringing olot nedava, and the question that Chizkiyo had was good for this question, do we do shira on an olat nedava? And there the pasuk says, hechel shira Hashem ashma, that the psak of the Beit Din was, that there is a chiyav of shira. So you see from here, that an olat nedava requires shira. Omer of Yosef, no, that's not how to understand it. What the pasuk is describing was the olat Rosh Chodesh, Havi. It was part of the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And the question that had been raised in the Beit Din was whether, in fact, it was Rosh Chodesh. V'kami boilu mihukba Rosh Chodesh bizmano delikare. Did the Beis Din koveya today as Rosh Chodesh as they were meant to if the moon had been seen? Olo, or perhaps they weren't able to. Omalei Abayi, how can you say that? It wasn't on Rosh Chodesh. The whole pasuk begins, V'aktiv b'yom shishasa l'chodesh harishon, v'yom ha'chizkiyo la'alot ha'olah la'mizbeach. So this was the 16th of the month. So this is the Nisan. So how in the world could the 16th of the month be a question of Rosh Chodesh? Hello. Omer Rami Bereder of Yeva. That's the answer. It was the 16th of the month. So that means it was the day of the Akravata Omer. So the Ola in question was the Keves Haba'ima Omer Kamiboilu. The question was that if I'm bringing the Chiyuv of a Keves, which is an Ola, to be brought together with the Omer, is today, in fact, a Kviyut of Rosh Chodesh that we know Vadai that I should be Makriv? Mikava Rosh Chodesh Bizmano Delikare Volo? That was his question. Matkif Lorav Avia. Well, what kind of weird question is that? When did they bring the Korban Pesach? I mean, how could they still be Mesupak on the second day of Pesach? Lichze Pesach Echiyavit. Matze Echiyachel. Why don't they take a look and see when the Seder was? When were they eating the Korban Pesach? When did they eat matzah? This is a ridiculous way to describe the situation. El Amar Vashi, obviously, Rosh Chodesh was Hukba Bizmana. What Chizkiyo was looking into was not because of some suffix that he had. It was an act of decency of derech eretz. Mida da'aviyah shlicha de tzibur de mimlach. Look, every shliach de tzibur has permission, basically. So there really was nothing to question. This was indeed the keves habayim ha'omer. But he didn't want to do something without saying, Rabotai, shall we go ahead and do it? That's all that it's describing. In fact, says the Gemara Hashta da titalachi, now that we understand that that could very well be the meaning of it, so then you could even say that it was a normal olat chova. It was a typical oila that he was bringing for the tamid. And had nothing to do with the omer. There's no need to say anything anymore. And since he's only asking, is it okay, Rabotai, to begin? So then you could say that's true about anything. It's the same way that a person, just as their cheretz, will say, Rabotai. Toshma. Rabbi Yossi omer, Megalgalin zechut liyom zakai v'chova liyom chayav. And Kol Yisrael was Nigal in Nisan. That is going to be Koveya that time as a time of Geula. And when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, that's Koveya that time as the Zman of Chova. They say that Kishacharava Bayit Barishona, when the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Oto Ayom Tisha B'Av Haya, it was a Tisha B'Av. And it was a Matzoi Shabbat. It was on a Sunday. And it was Motzei Shvi'it. It was an eighth year. And the Mishmeret of Yehoyarativ was at the time being Isaac in the Aveda Haita. And the Kohanim and the Levim were Omdim al Duchanam Lomrim Shira. They were saying Oshira as the Beis HaMikdash was under attack. And what Shira did they say? They were singing Vayoshev Aleim et Onam Uvuratam Yatzmitim, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying us in our Ra. Lo Yispiku Lomar Yatzmitim Hashem Elokeinu Achebo Oivim Uchvashum. They didn't even get to the end of the Pasuk, which you repeat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should wipe them out when indeed the enemies came in and completed the destruction. V'chein Bashniya, when the Bayit was under attack the second time, it was also in this fashion. Now, what exactly was the Shira? Why in the world would you be singing at the time that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? Could it be that they were bringing, let's say, the Tamid? I mean, there was no Olat Chova. I thought on the 17th of Tammuz, they were Mavatel the Tamid. Batel HaTamid. So this is much later. So El Olav, the Olat Nedava. It's got to be that they were singing because they were bringing in Olat Nedava. Says Gemara, that does that make sense to you, really? V'tizbra, why were they not bringing in Olat Chova? And why were they, yes, able to bring in Olat Nedava? I mean, if there was an Ola available, why wouldn't they have brought it for the Chova before bringing it as a Nedava? No, Helokash, that doesn't bother me. Because I can say that, you know, it could be that they were unable to find a carbon when they needed it for the Tamin. And then a Ben Bakar, Akrabi Amo, Udit Ramilu. One person had been hiding a Ben Bakar, even though they'd run out of food. And they just happened to get it, and therefore they wanted to bring it at this point for a tummy. But in Achinami, not for Nolat Nedava. Omar Rava Vitema Ravash Vitizbra, do you really think that we're describing here the Shir on a normal, typical day? And that what? It was the Shir of the Yume? It was the Shir of the first day, Lashem Horetzum Le'ah, and Vayashav Aleim Et Onam. Is the words that they were saying? Where does Vayashav Aleim Et Onam come to be a Motzei Shabbat? Vayashav Aleim Et Onam is the Shir of Wednesday. That's the Shir of Arba'a B'Shabbatu. So why do you think they were singing this Shir? They were singing it as Eliyah B'Alma, the Nafal of B'Pupumayu. It was just an Eliyajic type of poem where the day they burned old Dixie down, they drove old Dixie down. So all the people were singing, and that's exactly that's the way that a kina is sung. So they were singing it as a kina, not because they were singing it together with the korbanos. So if they were singing it as a kina, why does it say that they were on the duchan? Va'omdin al duchanan katani. On the duchan, they're only made to do the singing on the korbanos. That's going a libid of Reish Lakish. The Omar, he says that you say shira even lo al ha-korban. Yachi, if that's the case, you could say Korban Shalala, Shira Shalala, Korban. So then why can't you say Shira and Olat Nedava? Why are we searching around for an Olat Chova? I'll tell you why. Because Nafik Minachur, but there's grounds to say that we wouldn't do that. Because you can get a Kilkel. Because what we're saying a Libet Reish Lakish is only that you can if you wish. But if you do, people will say that, well, you can make up your mind about whether you want to say Shira or not. Because sometimes people will and sometimes they won't, but then they'll make that mistake about even an Olat Chova, and they may end up not saying it on an Olat Chova. So Mumela, it makes sense to avoid doing this because of the Pesofik Chur. My Havila, what's the bottom line? Can we indeed define Reb Ovin's question? Tashmadatani Reb Mori Bereder of Kahana, it says, Utkatem b'chatzotzrot, Al olotichem v'al zivchei shamichem, which means that the pasuk compares the Eila to the Shlomim and vice versa, as far as the dinim of Shira are concerned. Just like the Eila is Kadosh Kadashim, so therefore Af Shlomim, and are mentioned in the pasuk that requires Shira, the Kavona is only to Shlomim which are Kadosh Kadashim. The only Shlomim which are Kadosh Kadashim is the Kivsei Atzeret, which are brought as Shalmei Tzibur. And furthermore, ma shlamim, just like the shlamim here, are not shlamim that you bring anytime you want. This is a shlamim that are kavu elam zman, as we're talking about over here, the kivsei atzeret, that have to be brought on shuas. So too, the oila that is mentioned here has to be the kedush that's kavu elam zman. Mashenkin and olat nedava is not kavu elam zman, does not require shira. So from here, indeed, we can be poshet. And an olat nedava tzibur does not require Shira. Yeah.